time now to have a chat with Brad Davidson. We'll get a tip from him for the Hunter a little bit later on. But, Brad, we are excited about being up here, and there's a bit of excitement in the air, and you understand that when there's a million-dollar race up for grabs on a standalone Saturday.
Yeah, morning, boys. Exactly right. It's going to be huge there at Newcastle tomorrow. Of course, I had the Calcutta last night. It sounded like they got a good crowd out there for that as well. So the town sounds like it's a buzz at the moment ahead of the inaugural running of the Hunter, and looking forward to it's assembled a really strong field there for the first one, and it's going to be a very, very competitive race.
Yeah, we had a fantastic night at the Commonwealth Hotel last night there. Stu and his staff did a great job in looking after us. But they're all excited about the Hunter up here tomorrow. But they're also racing back at Canterbury tonight.
Yeah, Canterbury Friday night returns at racing there. Obviously, great night out at Canterbury right across the summer months. We've got the food stalls out there. Normally have 8 races every night, really quality fields, including tonight. So looking forward to the return of Canterbury. If you've got nothing to do on a Friday night, get out there. It's a tremendous night out. They've got the food trucks as well. They've got all the activities for the kids, and should be a great summer of racing. And looking forward to getting out there myself a couple of meetings this year and enjoying it, enjoying the festivities myself.
Now, the good news for Toby Edmonds, I believe after being trampled by that horse earlier this week, he's been released from hospital, Brad.
Yeah, great news for Toby. We're all sort of holding our breath earlier this week after that incident. But, he's been released from hospital. A little bit of clotting, I think, in his head, but near the brain there. But I think it's going to be okay. That should subside in time. So, the doctors seem pretty happy with him, and looks like he's escaped serious injury there, which is tremendous news. And we wish Toby all the best in his recovery.
Yeah, no, that's great that Toby's on the mend. What about your tips for the weekend, mate? What do you like?
Yeah, just touching on the Hunter, first of all, I suppose Grassel's the horse to beat there, the favourite. I ended up going with Tactical again. He's just at the odds. I really like the way he's been going. 2 back in Melbourne, he sprinted home well from the back in strong sectionals in an on-pace race, and then he was able to get the job done at Flemington last time out in pretty convincing fashion. So stepping up to 1,300, there looks to be enough speed in the inaugural running of the Hunter, so I thought that around that double-figure odds, he could run a cheeky race there if people are looking for one at a bit of odds. But in terms of the better bets on the card, there's a couple of shorties there. There's been more back. They're probably short enough at their prices now, but I do think they'll be hard to beat in race 5, number 1, Rule the World, who's 3 from 3, a dominant first-up winner, should appreciate the step up to the mile in the Spring Stakes and be hard to beat. And race 9, number 9, Leviathan, he's been about 380 into 250. This three-year-old, we've seen the three-year-old form stack up time and time again, and we haven't seen him since running a narrow second to Funstar last preparation, but he went to the line with Funstar that day. His trials have been super, and he does look hard to beat in the last. And I thought the best roughy was down in race 3, number 4, Tully Toffett, around that 10-1. You might get better race day, but look, he's a horse that was wide no cover last time out. He looked home and just got caught late, but I like his form lines coming into this. His run 2 back was a real hit and run when he didn't have a lot of luck in a slow run race as well. And I just think he can settle behind them there on the weekend. No weight on his back. He'll run well. I'll be backing him, and I'll have something on dead miss in that race at double figure odds as well. I like specking a couple at odds in the highway, and I think they're the couple there, Tully Toff and Dead Miss, to have a little bit of a crack out there in the highway on the weekend.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, Brad, we'll put those out on social media as well. Good luck tipping over the weekend, and we'll speak again on Monday.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Good luck to the punters this weekend. Should be a great weekend of race.